Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan here on this. Seems kind of weird to say the last Sunday in February, but it is because it's the 22nd and there are only 28 days in the month of February. There'll be 29 next year, leap year. But we're here with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, and we're into Pisces. You mentioned a week or so ago about Mercury, and of course, we're always talking about Mercury in retrograde. But there's at least one more phase or condition of Mercury that I wanted to kind of touch upon.
Absolutely. For about 3 weeks, on each side of the retrograde, there is what they call a shadow period, in the beginning it's a prelude period. The 3 weeks before the Mercury retrograde is the prelude, where you're kind of getting a glimpse of what it's going to look and feel like and where you need to shore up the different aspects of your self and your life on the material plane. And then for 3 weeks after, there's the shadow period, where it's a time of greater insight and a time of integrating what was revealed to you and what you've learned, and to start to begin to take action on the data, the intel that you got during that Mercury retrograde, so that you can get closer to your dreams or get closer to your goals and intentions.
I want to ask sort of a sidebar question in regards to the work that you do with people. Do you have some clients, I venture not all, but maybe many, but some who, I don't want to put it too severely, but who really use this information you give them? I don't want to say they live and die by it, but they're very compelled to take this. I mean, if they're taking the time to work with you, they're going to take the information you're providing and really put it to use.
Astrology is a very powerful strategic tool. Now, there's a difference between living and dying, or even using it as one of those entheogens, where you're kind of handing your power over to somebody else in kind of a misguided way. That's not ever what I'm advocating. Astrology is just another tool in your toolbox to help you get where you're trying to go. And I find the people who are the happiest using an astrologer or an intuitive astrologer like me, especially business people, I'm just one of their resource people. I'm part of their team, like their CPA, like their attorney, you know, like their whatever other management consultants and marketing consultants and web consultants, you know, I'm kind of the one who can kind of help tie that all together or help provide a foundation or a container for the rest of the process. In a real Buddhist perspective, I'm the one that helps you get to that concept of right livelihood, where your work in the world is a direct connection and a direct reflection of your life's path and purpose and your connection to God. It's not just a means to an income.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. And I think that one of the elements that I look at, for example, I remember made the comment last week on the program you know, you'd think that for a guy who's doing these programs on a regular basis and gleaning all of this wonderful, insightful information would just be on it. And I'm sorry, folks, it's not so far from the truth, but I'm still working through my stuff like everyone else.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we choose.
Yeah.
And we choose, you know, we choose what we can do, and some days it's one bit and some days it's another. And you have consistently chosen to put more energy into family than career, and that is a common thing, and everybody's different, but, you know, for some people, that's absolutely what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of us really do need to put family first, and it's our karma, or it's our value system, or there's certain extenuating circumstances, and you can't do it all. It's a proven thing. You know, usually it's women who marry and women who have children don't advance as fast statistically as women who don't or men who don't. Excuse me. And then in your situation, it wasn't children, but you have a whole house full of critters. You know, you have four-footed children. You have a whole bunch of furry children that are an extraordinary priority for you.
Yeah.
And that's just what happens.
I know, you know? Too, there's the, there is the, I think it's scientifically based that, you know, when you have animals in your life that you're going to add years to your life.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure if that's cumulative. The more animals you have, the longer you're going to live. But apparently
well,
there was a theory running.
A qualitative and a quantitative thing, you know. And,
right.
and there's always places where we take things a little off the deep end,
sure.
you know. And you do have quite a few.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But by the same token, I'd have to say that at least we're down to two species instead of four. Because we did have a tortoise and we did have chickens.
Absolutely.
And
simplification.
So at least we're only down to two species. So that's, you know, that's something. But I'd have to say that, and you probably feel the same way, even just with your one dog, Max, that if he wasn't there, and in my case, if they weren't there, there'd be something really missing from your life.
Yeah. You know, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And then we choose,
mm-hmm.
you know, what is it that I would like to do with that? You know, for me, it's not just something missing. It's like there's a place. There's more time and space and income. And then I get to choose.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want to do? Do I want to get another dog? Or do I want to just tend to the pets that I have?
Yeah.
You know, Max is really old, and we have a cat that's 18. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times when these pets get older, I liken it a lot to taking care of Max and the old cat right now reminds me a lot of taking care of my father when he was dying.
Mm.
You know, it's emotional. It's can be very stressful at times. It's a different kind of relationship now. And in a way, it's very Piscean. You know, there's a lot of Pisces energy right now. There's a lot of emphasis on the planet Venus, which is the relationships. There's a lot of emphasis on the sign of Pisces, which is really a lot more of a fluid medium. You know, it's not real structured. You know, it's not about dates and deadlines with Pisces. It's about be here now.
Yeah.
And so if you've got that sort of a thing going on, you know, now is a really good time to just slow down and continue to kind of step back from the material world a bit and really focus on your relationships.
Yeah.
And where do you get the juice? You know, where do you get fed from the relationships, and where do you, by the same token, feed, you know, and give of yourself for the greater good of others?
And folks can continue that process by contacting you at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. They can call you directly, 805-963-0842, or they can find you on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting. You're also at LinkedIn, and you're also here on this program. And just as a reminder to our folks, these segments are available. We have a page on our website, richarddugan.com, and we have a Beth McDonald page where we archive these segments with information that we've shared. You can get it anytime you want, so we encourage you to do that. Beth, we'll talk to you. Are you ready for March?
I am. I love March. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Aye.
It's spring training in baseball.
Yes, yes.
It's my husband's birthday.
Okay.
End of March is our wedding anniversary. Ooh. And then opening baseball season opens. Man,
yes.
I am ready. I love March.
I'm actually looking at the Dodgers baseball schedule to see when
as
they're playing
speak.
The D-backs.
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly.
Well, when you find out, you let me know. We'll do a road trip.
We may do that. I get a hold of my friend Will Smith, Will Lynn, who shared the mics with me once a month last year for 12 series on Myth of Sophia. And I guess I can let the cat out of the bag. We're nominated for a Peabody Award.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for you.
And we will know mid-April, whether or not we've won or not. But it's just very exciting. So, hey, and it sounds like a great month of March is coming up, and we'll talk to you on March 1st.
Excellent. Thank you.
I'm Richard Dugan. Stay tuned. We have more coming up.